Welcome to the Matt O'Grady Coaching Podcast. This is where Matt shares all his ideas on how to be happier, more successful, and enjoy life to the fullest. Please go to mattogradycoaching.com and thelivinggratitudebook.com to learn more and receive your free micro coaching session with Matt.
Welcome to the Matt O'Grady Coaching Podcast, mattogradycoaching.com. Today, we're going to do an Abraham 101. We haven't done one of these in a long time. It has been many months. And I don't know if you're signed up for the Abraham-Hicks Publications newsletter, but I highly recommend it. I've been on the list for, good God, almost 20 years. Maybe 20? I don't know. But it's been a long time. And I read it every day. I committed many years ago to, no matter what else is going on in my life, because it's so short and it's always filled with such wisdom, that I committed to just reading it every day. So I recommend you do the same if you appreciate the Abraham Hicks teaching. Really good stuff. But anyway, this is the quote from today that I really thought such an important one for this time of the year, when we're in between Thanksgiving and the winter holidays, and we're all running around a little bit more than we do the rest of the year, which is also a lot. So here's the quote from Esther, Abraham, and Jerry, as she puts it here at the end. Leverage your time more by spending a little more time every day imagining, and a lot less time every day doing. Do little more imagining and a little less doing, until eventually most of what's happening is happening in the cool, calm, anticipatory state. Just imagine yourself into the successes and watch what happens. Imagine a little more and act a little less. This is from 1998 in Dallas, Texas. Our love, Esther, Abraham, and Jerry. So, yeah, this is such a big one for so many reasons. It really is. It's one of those where you really want to take this in deep, because if we appreciate the Abraham teaching, the Abraham Hicks teaching, and we believe that they're correct, then this is a big shift for most of us, really big. And I highly recommend it. I really do. Something I put into practice many years ago was making sure I had at least a few minutes, if not a few minutes, probably half a dozen or a dozen times a day, into imagining what I want my life to be. And as I get older, 51 now, I do it more than ever before, because it's comforting and it's enjoyable and it's helpful. And I believe that it really does lead to amazing things. And if you haven't ever checked out the Neville work, he talks about imagination all the time in it. Such a beautiful philosophy and mindset around it. So I highly, highly recommend it. So as you're going through this, Abraham 101, hopefully this will bring you a lot of help for your life. Imagine your successes in the cool, calm, anticipatory state. Really good stuff. Enjoy. Thanks for listening. MattO'GradyCoaching.com.